G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Since its invention, radio has become a part of the daily lives of billions of people around the world. And February 13 marks World Radio Day in honor of the first broadcast of a United Nations radio program in 1946. According to the Brazilian Ministry of Communications, there are currently more than 10,000 radio stations operating in the country alone, not including their expansion to digital platforms and other formats such as podcasts. Journalist Luciano Seixas, one of the presenters of A Voz do Brasil, a program created in 1934 by then-President Getúlio Vargas, highlights the importance of radio not only in Brazil, but globally. He emphasizes radio's dynamics as a communication vehicle, with its speeds in covering and delivering news. Seixas points out that, despite changes in the way it is consumed, radio remains relevant, adapting to new technologies.
Tudo se transforma. Hoje o rádio... Ele não acabou, ele está muito modificado. A forma que
it used to be an important piece of furniture in living room. Now it is consumed in a different way, mainly through mobile devices and the internet. Even with the rise of new platforms, radio maintains its reliability as a source of information. This trust is a fundamental value of communication that must be preserved by professional and station owners. Still discussing recent technologies and ways of consuming information, Luciano Seixas says that radio has a captive place in the hearts and minds of Brazilians. It is worth noting that World Radio Days also highlights the G20's commitment to communication. To highlight the importance of radio, one of G20 Brazil's actions in partnership with the National Radio Network of Empresa Brasil de Comunicação was to create radio bulletins in Portuguese, Spanish, and English. The bulletins are produced and distributed daily, and radio stations from countries with these languages around the world can download the audios from the websites redenacionalderadio.ebc.com.br and g20.org. Despite predictions of its imminent demise, radio never died. On the contrary, it has reinvented itself and found new ways to connect with listeners in a world of technologies, as Patricia Weber, PhD in Information Science and professor at the Fernando Pessoa University in Porto, Portugal, analyzes.
A gente pode dizer que o rádio, na verdade, ele nunca vai morrer. Ele vai se transformar de acordo.
She says, recent technologies have transformed the way radio is produced. In most countries, online broadcasts have become the new radio. By its very nature, any means of communication should have a public value. That is, it should guarantee the needs of a plural and independent service with universal access. Today, it seems to me that radio is the medium that could guarantee this service to different communities. Radio remains a democratic vehicle. But contrary to what the pessimists said, it is becoming increasingly clear that the radio is not dying, it is just changing. The grandeur of G20 is not only limited to the presence of world leaders at the negotiating table, but also to the quality and breadth of communication with society. By valuing communication as a vital tool for fostering cooperation, transparency, and consensus, the G20 member countries are better able to deal with the challenges of today's world. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.